St. Patrick's Day 2007 will be forever etched in our memories as the day of our firstborn's fairy tale wedding. It took place on a beach at Urkura in Northland, near Dan's family batch, and close to where he had proposed 2 years before. On the beach stands a pahutukawa tree, and in its shade was a circle of shells that guests had made in the sand. In the circle stood Anna and Dan and the celebrant for the secular service that they had composed. Looking out, the water sparkled in the sunshine. Beyond that, a verdant peninsula a few miles away. To the south, a few islands dotted the open sea. Dan had planned to rise up out of the sea like Neptune in a wetsuit. Anna had planned to arrive on the back of a tractor. The celebrant had planned to row across by boat. But in the end, common sense prevailed. The wedding party strolled across the sand from the luxury batch we had rented on the next beach along. No road access, you have to drive along the beach. In all our finery, including sandals and hats, but no tie, we rounded the point and came in sight of the wedding venue. As we neared the little knot of people under the tree, Nicky's friend Eve, a budding opera singer, opened up with an lilting Irish air. A campsite backs directly onto the beach. You step up the grassy bank and there stands the marquee, its length entirely open to the magnificent sea view. Earlier that day, Anna and Dan had ignited an enormous bonfire that shortly became an oven for the wedding breakfast. Hot rocks in a pit, food carefully wrapped in wire baskets piled on top. Covered up with earth like a subterranean feast. Yes, a traditional Māori hāngī, organised by Māori friends from Hamilton. Following the marriage was a joining of the families ceremony in which Jeannie and Pam, the two mums, mingled sand brought from their homes. Okay, let's be brutally honest. We forgot to bring the sand and scoop some up from the beach that morning. Champagne on the beach and a few group snaps before the happy couple took their youthful entourage off to a neighbouring beach for serious photography amongst the rocks. Meanwhile, a jazz band, Ian on clarinet, his brother Brian on trombone, Craig on keyboard and Tony on bass, and Eve and Pam's niece Emily as singers, provided live music while guests milled around with champagne and canapés. Apart from the hāngī, all food was prepared by Anna and Dan's good friend, a professional chef who'd flown over from Melbourne. Eventually, the happy couple returned, to be greeted by specially written songs like My Favourite Things, words by Nicky. Vodka martinis and cold pints of lager, garlic stuffed olives and drinking much harder, attractive young barmen with Singapore slings, these are a few of my favourite things. Carries on in a similar vein, ending, when the bar shuts, when my hair curls, when Dan's getting mad, I simply remember my favourite things, and then I don't feel so bad. And girl from Ipanema, Sea Martangi. Gradually we assembled for the wedding breakfast. Seafood starters, raw material followed by Dan's dad, Peter, an avid fisherman, oyster shooters, squid salad, that kind of thing. The whole party went off to dig up the hāngī, followed by musical interludes, serving, eating, drinking, speeches, a wedding pyramid of cupcakes. The cloudless sky gradually turned indigo over the sea view to one side of the open marquee, and night fell gently on the celebrations. Later, we trooped towards the beach for a stunning performance of Fire Poise by Dan's sister Katie, standing on the beach in the dark. Poi dancing, a Māori art, usually involves white balls on ropes, held in the hands and swung in interweaving circular patterns. But here, the poise were balls of flame twirling in fiery arcs and ellipses against a dark sea-view backdrop. Mesmerizing. As the poise died away, we were treated to a magnificent firework display on the beach. Back to the marquee and dancing for the kids, and indeed for many oldies too, including Pam's mother and, of course, us, until the wee small hours. We provided brunch at the campsite the next day and sampled for the first time the gastronomic delights of reef-fried hungi. Young men were cooking up with gusto in the campsite kitchen. In fact, perhaps the nicest aspect of the whole wedding was that everything was taken care of by friends, cooking and catching the food, singing, music, the chapel of shells, fire displays. Nicky's partner John was the MC, even the clearing up. The organisation was superb, thanks mainly to Peter and Jeannie, with whom we had spent a delightful long weekend a month before, chewing over the details. The wedding was the most lovely experience. You'll find a photograph album at www.nzdl.org/books if you're interested.